gentlemen, we have Joe Bannister, former Treasury agent who spoke out against the fact that it's all a fraud at the IRS, who they tried to put in prison, but jury found him not guilty. Sherry Pill Jackson was a former criminal investigator who spoke out and was part of films and full-page ads in USA Today. They SWAT-teamed her, kangaroo courted her, and sent her to prison for 3 years. She's got a new book coming out next month. You can pre-order it at her site, sherrypilljackson.org. These are amazing people because we stand on their shoulders, just like we stand on our forebearers' shoulders. And look, freedom is not given. It's taken. It's demanded. We've got to stop being such pushovers. Let's go to Jim in Minnesota. You're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Yes, we are being blackmailed. Okay, now I would like to ask the question, are you aware that Social Security numbers are only to be applied for pursuant to order and notice? And that when we apply for them in the absence of order and notice, we've committed a fraud. We are impersonating government officers and employees. Social Security numbers are only mandated for U.S. government officers and employees.
Sure. What they do is they trick you into taking one, and then contractually you go into the banking system who's holding the money in these pensions but really has already spent it. But you get into all the legalese, they don't care. They're enforcing it all at the point of machine guns. Comments from our guest.
Yeah, Jim. I have two children, and when I gave birth, they actually, the hospital sent slave surveillance numbers to my house. So I sent them back, and until I went to prison, my children did not have slave surveillance numbers. Unfortunately, when I was gone, they got driver's licenses and other things.
And again, they said under law, the card used to say it until a few years ago, it says not to be used except for the program. The slave surveillance number is the whole control grid system.
I wrote them, and they said, well, no, you're right. It says it's not to be used for identification, but now so many corporations and banks require it, and we can't tell them that they can't make you give it to them to get services from them. So what the Social Security Administration is saying is, yeah, it's not supposed to be used, but if someone asks you for it, if you want the privilege that they're going to give you, then you have to give it.
And they make citizens jump through 100 hoops. The illegals are above the law. Joe Bannister comments on that.
Well, basically, you know, with all due respect to his comments about the legalities of it, we have to look at the realities first.
Is it force majeure? Force majeure? I mean, they're just doing it.
Yeah, de facto versus de jure. And basically, you know, the reality is try functioning without one. And I'm not saying to not try to do that from that angle, too. But again, it's about educating people and letting them understand that just because someone went to prison, I guess the entire Christian religion would have to disintegrate because Jesus went to prison, St. Paul went to prison. I mean, pretty much all of them went to prison.
Oh, no, but now they teach this doctrine of if you're a Christian and the government tells you to murder babies, do it. Just do whatever it says, Romans 13, out of context, when the whole Bible is about fighting that. Thank you for the call, Jim. One last caller. Corey in Texas, quick question.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Pleasure to be on the show. Real quick, I know we're running out of time, but Ms. Jackson, first of all, I just wanted to say that I'm truly sorry you had to go to jail for 3 years, prison for 3 years, and be away from your children for doing what's right. My question is, I'm all about bringing the fight, but how do we make a peaceful resistance against an organization like the IRS? If we don't pay our taxes, we go to jail.
Well, that's not true. More and more people are getting out of the system. You just keep exposing them. You keep exposing their fraudulent. I mean, it's happening. You discredit the entire system. I appreciate your calls. Listen, I want to thank both of you for coming on the show. Joe Bannister is going to be in studio on Friday here in Austin, Texas, with us, where we originate from. And SherryPillJackson.org is where you can get her book. Thank you, Sherry, for all you've done, and God bless you.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
You bet.
Thank you, Alex.
Take care. Thank you, Joe. See you Friday. All right, we're out of time for this transmission. Retransmission starts now, and then InfoWars Nightly News starts tonight. They are putting the screws down. They are trying to censor us, and they're trying to keep us from reaching the public because the truth is powerful. So please support us and spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. They have it. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, fellow liberty lovers of every race, color, creed, and religion worldwide, thank you so much for joining us on this Monday edition, the 13th day of August 2012. We are about to launch into the incredible news, and believe me, there is a lot of it. The federal government and the governments of Europe are openly under the control of a banking mafia cartel that brags in hundreds of publications per month and on television that they have conquered us. They have now entered into an acclimation phase of flaunting it, as criminals like to do, in everyone's face. So they've now gone to the criminal flaunting stage, which criminals always do. They always tell on themselves. They always brag ad nauseum. It is part of the screwed up mindset of these people throughout history. Humans only live on average about 75 years. We never seem to learn from the past. We go through these cycles over and over again. But here is the news. Last year, 250 million rounds of Hollow Point 40, that's been the main sidearm for more than a decade of all the federal forces. That means globalist collaborators. Not saying everybody in the federal government's evil, but you are run by foreign banks now, so you are collaborators. Sure, there were Vichy French that worked with Hitler who didn't like him, did it out of cowardice, did it out of careerism. It doesn't matter. You are helping occupiers of this country who are very nasty. We are occupied. You are collaborators. Let's just get that straight. You do work for criminals, mentally ill criminals. I mean, look at Fast and Furious. Look at the head of Homeland Security in New York about Janet Napolitano and her gal pals ruling everyone and doing psychopathic stuff. I can't even mention on air. Just absolutely mentally ill. Well, of course they're mentally ill. That's what these type of terrorists are like. And if we won't call them what they are, it's over. Tyranny in history is around 99%+ of the time. There have been less than 10 times in world history, most historians agree, about 7 or 8, you can debate it, where you've had a free society to some extent out of thousands of different civilizations that have come and gone. People say thousands. Yeah, there's probably been 25 different permutations in the last 3,000 years in what is Rome and Italy today. There have been hundreds of permutations in what are the Greek islands. There have been hundreds of permutations in what is Central Asia and Iran. Hundreds of different permutations in Mesoamerica. And the norm is vicious, aggressive ruling classes that are like cancer. They're programmed to take it all. They're programmed to take over the body politic. And they're programmed to exercise power to the point of the reason when Cortez showed up in less than 200 men on horseback, the reason they could fight tens of thousands of the Mesoamericans and Montezuma was because disease wiped a lot of them out. But more importantly, they had already, in some cases, on special holidays, demanded that in some cases 10% of the population be killed. And they would kill tens of thousands a day sometimes. And so they would kill the strongest on those holidays. They would kill the winners of the different sporting events. They had their own Olympics. And you would fight to be able to be killed. People were so brainwashed, they wanted to be killed. That's mind control just with culture. And it's the same thing. I've studied history. Let me tell you something. The people we've got running things are the most crazy, wicked, twisted devils I've ever seen. The globalist plan that's public, by the way, is so horrific that one cannot even be told about it. One has to research it and read their own writings. It is so vicious. Now, that said, here's the deal. And everybody, police, military, all of you, the general public, radio talk show hosts, people that write in the news, all of you have to decide what side you're on. No one is covering this but a few newspapers, alternative media. The government documents are all public. The Drudge Report, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, DrudgeReport.com, things like that. The mainline talk show hosts are not covering it, even though it's all public. Army documents that they admit are theirs for re-education camps, for collapse of society, for total gun confiscation, for taking over local police departments. And they're going operational is the issue. Massive funding, massive buildup. People say, oh, well, they had this on the books in the 1980s with Rex 84. Well, yeah, they had it in Eisenhower's time. And that's why he warned the military-industrial complex and killed the program early in 61, right before he left office. So this has been a long-term plan. And in every case in history, from Rome to Nigeria or Mexico today, you worry about the military taking over. That is criminal interests using the military to take over. That's always the big threat to a sovereign or free society. That's why, again, in ancient Rome, you couldn't bring the military into Italy. It was really a province of the Roman city-state. It wasn't even a country. You couldn't bring them out of Austria or out of areas north of there, what's Switzerland today. You couldn't bring the military in. Why? Because the top general with the military would just take over. They'd seen that in every other country that they dealt with. So this is what we're dealing with now. Foreign banks have gotten all the major regulatory positions. Most of the people in Congress are their agents. They've gotten federal and globalized training of the police and military. And they are the number one U.S. military action in the world and gear up. Dwarfing pretty much all the other operations combined is a giant, sustained, covert buildup for absolute war with the American people that the system plans to start. And no matter what it takes, you turn your guns in, they'll start grabbing your kids. It is meant to elicit a response. The entire Homeland Security system was set up in the beginning to be for the American people and to dissolve the republic. Homeland Security is homeland insecurity. It's the Department of Homeland Destruction. It is the Department of Homeland Takeover. And this is what we're dealing with now. Now, so let me just cover some of the news here that's got me having to catch my breath. The so-called federal government, openly run by foreign banks, got 250 million rounds of hollow point 40 caliber general issue ammo, just an off-the-chart giant order. Then, a few months ago, they ordered 450 million rounds. We have United Press International, Associated Press on this. Paul Watson's got a big article breaking the whole thing down. Today, they've announced the order for 750 million more rounds of ammo. That is 1.4 billion. 1.4 billion. What is that? There's 312 million people in the U.S. So what is that? Four bullets for each person? More than four bullets for every man, woman, and child in this country. I looked at past orders. The feds would order 500,000 rounds of ammo at a time for DHS. I mean, how many of them are really shooting their guns or even practicing? This is a seismic digging in buildup level. This is what you order if you plan to make things go road warrior and fully collapse into armored government fortress mode. While the rest of us run around out here and things collapse. And I'm telling you, that's one of the main plans they've got, is just turn things off. Paul Joseph Watson, this article should be red linked, but it's the four story down on Infowars.com. DHS to purchase another 750 million rounds of ammo. Second massive ammunition buy this year. Fuels fears of civil unrest. Gee, you think when they're buying hundreds of armored mobile pillboxes for the highways, checkpoint facilities, giant black armored vehicles being delivered to police departments with Homeland Security on the side with gun turrets on the top, gunboats for the lakes and rivers with big twin machine gun mounts on the top, your money, 30,000 drones, arming police drones, federal training, military doing checkpoints everywhere, Marines doing DWI checkpoints in the middle of major cities. All of this to acclimate you, training the entire military for riot control. Reuters reporting big banks have been told to prepare for collapse, during a federal collapse, for them to not collapse. Exclusive U.S. banks told to make plans for preventing collapse. It wasn't exclusive. That came out 2 years ago. But the point is that's getting ready for collapse. And I've got big stacks of news on that front. And Ron Paul has warned of, during this engineered collapse, the fact that they're going to try to bring in pure fascism. They've got 100 million people totally on welfare that don't know how to tie their shoelaces, who will do whatever they're told. And if the welfare checks don't ever arrive, major cities will go up in flame and looting. It will start. They're laying off in many police departments more than 60% of the police, keeping a small portion just to write tickets and raise revenue. No amount of money will fix this. We've been signed on to $1.5 quadrillion in derivatives. This has all been engineered. This is, I told you this 14 years ago. It's happening now. Now, I don't know if the collapse is going to be in late October, early November, like the police and military are being told. But they are being told, get ready for the big event then. That may not happen. They do this a lot to get everybody in gear and to follow orders. But the point is, every economist I talk to says there's no way out of this but riding off the derivatives. And that's not happening because that's how the bankers hold us hostage. It's not our debt. 1.5 quadrillion, our debt is 15.1 trillion. That's what we've been suckered into. 15 trillion ain't 1.5 quadrillion. 644 trillion, they say, is our debt. J.P. Morgan Chase's $92 trillion in derivatives is not my problem. So I want to tell the police something here. They want to get rid of you, just like the globalist staged terror attacks to get Sunnis and Shiites killing each other in Iraq. That's how they got us divided up. We're really all Americans. And I know it's macho, and it's kind of sexy to have a war with the American people and arrest people. Some of the cops have been hired that are thugs, like the idea. Most of you are not evil, and you understand that you are going to be wiped out. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com. Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, we are here live. I have been to the urban warfare drills. I have shot video of it. I have shown you real military checkpoints on highways from Alabama to Tennessee to California to Texas. The Secretary of the Army is announcing they want to put a brigade in every major city and smaller detachments in small towns. By any other name, it's still the same thing. This is a martial law takeover of America, not to respond to a hurricane or something like that, which they take your guns in illegally, but just to make sure that this criminal takeover can be completed because if they don't, they are going to be able to basically shut down the people. They just turned on a giant weed whacker right outside my window of the studio. This is a soundproof studio except for right there at that one window. And it just distracted me. Normally it's pretty hard to distract me, but it just turned on right there in my ear at that point. Just go ask the guy to go do it later. Tell him we don't need a cut. All right, don't be mean to him. Anyway, I mean, he's been going for like 20 minutes. He just turned it back on. It really distracted me. We just need to soundproof that and shut that completely down, that one little window. All right, that's enough. Side issue. The import of what we're covering here cannot be underestimated. The globalists are going to end up going to prison if they do not basically totally take over society. That's what's happening here. And they are at the point of return. They are committed. And those of you that serve the evil are not going to advance yourselves in the mid and long term. In the short term, you may advance yourselves, but this is all coming to an end. The globalist plan has scientifically packaged collapse as a policy of government and statecraft, where they collapse society into warfare and sectarian violence and poverty as a mode of control. Now, we have a special guest coming up, a whistleblower later in the broadcast. I have a lot of other news I want to get to, but I want to open the phones up for current active duty military that are in urban warfare drills against the American people and police, because the admissions of urban warfare expanding, the admissions of troops deploying all over the country, the admissions of re-education camps, the admissions of gun confiscation training by the U.S. military for the United States, all these manuals are now public on Army websites. They're not even hiding it, meaning they're getting ready to go operational. The massive buildup of 1.4 billion rounds, 1.4 billion rounds of ammo, 750 mil just ordered. Checkpoints all over the place. Television, all the big movies acclimating you for martial law. This is for the economic collapse. And I see comments on our YouTube channel. I see comments out there saying, Alex, yeah, things are collapsing. We've got to do this. It was collapsed by design. I said this 14 years ago. Been on air 17. We saw this coming a long time ago. They've done this in third world countries over and over again. They'll take the wealthiest country in Latin America that was as wealthy as the U.S. per capita and destroy it in a matter of months, like Argentina in 2000. Folks, you better look this up. Look what they've done to Europe. And they keep posing as the saviors, but they say they're going to use global crises to bring in a one-world government. We are in so much trouble, I am begging you to speak out. Because if we don't speak out, if other talk show hosts who know this stuff is true, but decide to kind of play along with the system out of fear, and writers and people working for the big networks and all of you. I've talked to a lot of you privately, and you know this is real, but you're scared. If you don't start speaking out and saying no now, if we don't really get a viral transmission of this information, a buzz going against what's happening, the globalists are going to go ahead and pull the trigger on this. They want to start a civil war. I'm asking the police out there. They got you all hyped up and ready for war. The armored vehicles, the drones, the body armor. You know, the founding fathers are bad. Gun owners and veterans are bad. These are the bad guys. These are the people that ship guns to Mexico. Maybe they'll ship some of the 1.4 billion rounds of ammo down there to the drug gangs. These are weirdos that run bizarre lesbian cults over Homeland Security. I mean, these are very, very strange people. These globalists, they just want power. They want to screw stuff up. They like burning cities and black uniforms and helicopters and explosions and all of this, okay? I've studied the psychology of these people throughout history. I'm not just singling out the lesbians out there. I'm saying this, this group, all these weird, aberrant sex cults and things. This is what happened in Rome and Nazi Germany. It's happening here. So I want to hear from police. Is there anything you won't go along with? What is your line in the sand? 800-259-9231 for police and military only. We do this every few weeks. 800-259-9231. Gee, what do you think armored pillboxes and checkpoint systems and 1.4 billion rounds of ammo are for? The Army's told us they're getting ready for full occupation and to start arresting people that don't...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com. And your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've had it so good in this country for so long. We have no immunity, basically, to tyranny. We haven't been through it yet. Americans aren't very well-traveled. On average, we're very naive. The media acts like everything is happy. Everything is designed at kind of a childlike level so that everybody is in an arrested development area. And we've been trained to worship government and worship tyranny. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. And you've got all these preparations for collapse, which is by design. You've got the military deploying all over the country. You've got demonization in the media and Homeland Security saying white males are the terrorists and are going to attack. And it's because they're going to basically order the military and police to start a civil war in this country. And you are designed to be absolutely decimated by this. It's all a big laboratory. They've learned how to do it all over the Middle East, all over Central Asia, and the globalists admit this. The last few months, all these army manuals that the armies put out themselves, on re-education camps, mass arrests, gun confiscation. Those aren't just words I'm saying. Just type in, Army manual covers gun confiscation inside U.S. And it says, inside the U.S., they're training to cordon cities and take our guns. Just like Katrina. The government has been hijacked. When a plane gets hijacked, a lot of times the hijacker will even put on the captain's uniform. Are you supposed to then do whatever they say because we've all got collective Stockholm syndrome and we're just going to, you know, well, that's the captain. The globalists have taken this country over. And this is an illegitimate government. And if you think Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan are going to save you, I got news for you. It looks like the system's getting ready to put them in so that all the police state gains Obama has gotten, everybody will forget about it and suddenly support it if it's good old Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan, who both supported the banker bailout, are in there. And again, this is way bigger than Obama. This is a takedown. This is global government being announced. I mean, look at the other news here. Daryl Issa to sue Eric Holder Monday. That's today. That's not a roll call. For continuing to cover up. Well, we already know what Fast and Furious was. It was drug trafficking as well. That's come out in federal court. The people running our government run the drugs. All the big banks have been caught running the drugs, not just laundering the money. Owning and leasing the aircraft. Of course it comes out the Nielsen ratings and polls are fake. Of course it's coming out all this is lies. Of course the unemployment's much higher. The corruption comes to a head like a pustule. Once they get away with all this, why not get away with everything? I want to talk to police and military. 800-259-9231. Folks, this isn't, I'm going to say it again. I wake up in the middle of the night sweating over this. I was talking to Mike Adams before the show today, and you know he's like, man, it's all coming true. Man, we're not happy that we've been proven right. This is not fun. I know tyranny when I see it, and hundreds, well, now they're announcing the next order is going to be thousands of armored checkpoints where they electronically block the road at checkpoints and have people with machine guns. I mean, folks, this is Fallujah. The face scanning, all of it, MIT admits, is the model of Fallujah. They admitted that was a model for U.S. cities. They're now announcing Tripwire, which I already told you about years ago, where they're listening to your cell phone, face scanning you. Tracking by satellite your heat resonance from the top of your body, your head and shoulders, all the cameras inside businesses, you know, getting wired into it by a criminal government. It's all illegal. All of this is illegal, but they just do it. I mean, look at this. I told you about this a year ago. Told you about it 10 years ago. Told you about what was going on with our guest there at Pervert Valley. Jerry Sandusky shared boys he molested with other high-profile pedophiles linked to Penn State as part of sex ring. And it goes on here in the Daily Mail that the feds are looking into this. You got to cover it up. Because let me tell you, DynCorp and Halliburton got caught running tens of thousands of little kids. It came out in Congress, and Rumsfeld said, well, there's nothing we can do about that. They don't even get a fine. You see, the evil, ladies and gentlemen, is, I mean, who do you think's willing to take our guns and put fluoride in the water? They know, I mean, Harvard admits gives you bone cancer and brain damages you. These are perverts. These are sickos. A lot of them are pedophiles, but they're pedophiles because it's about hurting children. It's like whatever there is evil and bad, they want to do it. A normal person never gets tired of going bass fishing, deep sea fishing, never gets tired of hiking, never gets tired of hanging out with their family, never gets tired of cheese enchiladas. Just normal people just want normal, you know, go sit out by the beach, whatever. These people are looking around thinking when they can do bad and bragging about it, too, because they get excited doing bad stuff. I've studied their criminology. Look at this. And then here's Washington Post. The head of it, Graham Spanner's gig as federal worker, is a mystery. And it says the head of the university, who was found to have covered up and knew what was happening, is now in a top secret agency so secretive no one is allowed to know what it is. Why do you think? They're like, come on up. We're going to protect you. We're going to burn some underlings. Come on up. Of course they were selling the kids to the donors. I'm going to say it again. If you're raping children at high noon in the public, you know, showers there at the field house at a major university, I mean, that'd be like raping a child in the middle of the street. Okay, it's a pervert command base, and Senator John DeCamp said it on my show more than 10 years ago, and I shut him down because I'd never heard of that, and it'd never been in the news. It was original info. Because he dug into it at the Republican National Committee. He was hired as a Republican. He didn't believe it, to go out and disprove it and found it was true. And the police officer, who was a retired police officer, a detective, his plane was blown up to shut it down. Okay? That's who runs things. Look at Janet Napolitano and what the head of New York Homeland Security says. He's got a bunch of witnesses. They do. I can't even say it on air. It's basically stuff along these lines. They're perverts, folks. These are crazy people. Can you imagine these women calling in senior Justice Department, FBI agents, I mean the heads of entire cities, and saying, you will service me right now, you piece of trash? And again, these women don't even like men. It's a domination thing. All right, I'm done talking about it. Let's just go to your phone calls. We got bad people in charge. They work for foreign banks. They've been hiring all these defrocked Priesthood people to run TSA in Philadelphia. The head TSA minion on the floor is a defrocked priest, reportedly, that raped a bunch of little girls. Of course, this is what they're doing. They're training you to put their hands on you. They're breaking us. And they hate the military and police, and they're going to march you against the American people. And they're going to stage massacres and things like that to make us look bad. It's going to be bad. This is the takeover. This is how America. I'm going to go to the police officers. Mark in Washington, who's a police officer, we'll go to him in a minute. Dan, who's a police officer in PA. Scott in PA, who's a sheriff. Ex-Marine with info from active duty. Fernando, who's Army. We're going to get to all of it. I haven't backed our guests back. But I want to play this first. Do we have the Red Dawn, the new trailer, please? I learned about this 2 years ago from Charlie Sheen. He's in the original Red Dawn. And it was going to come out like a year and a half ago, but it said the Chinese invaded the U.S. through Latin America, which is a lot more plausible than North Korea. They can't even tie their shoelaces because they're actually a communist state. It's not leeching off a free state like the United States, like China is. Plus, they got hardworking folks in China. They made them go in and reshoot a bunch of it and digitally change it to where North Korea invades with Latin America. And in it, the kids fight back against it. Folks, that's not how this is going to work. The takeover happened through banking and through regulatory agencies, and they set up a national security system and a continuity government system to replace the legitimate government. Then they blackmail the vestigial Congress. That's where we've gotten. I mean, the chair is against the wall. John does have a long mustache. And if you're out there on or behind enemy lines, you know, this one's for you, America. We are occupied. They're getting ready to shut things down. They just gave us notice they're going to shut down our YouTube channel today. Because they now say my voice is copyrighted, and they're preparing to move to ban my voice on YouTube. I'm not kidding. I shot a video and showed the eighth case of this happening. They removed the copyright claim on my voice, but put a strike on our channel and said we may be completely banned. Now, there it is on screen. I mean, folks, it's all coming down. We're going to go to your phone calls here in a moment, but here's the new trailer for Red Dawn. Folks, the Red Dawn is going to be psych warfare, getting us to kill each other as Americans. Then the foreign troops come in, and that's public. This is all public now. But they count on you being ignorant and just say, oh, I heard a rumor. No, it's not a rumor. And again, you have to stop the takeover. They're engineering it. It's not, oh, we got to have troops on the streets because the collapse is designed. Only exposing this can back them off. But right now, they're going forward with it. Right now, all the signs are green lights. We can back them off together. I also suggest you pray and get out of your 501c3 Romans 13 churches and say worshiping tyranny is what the Bible says, and the whole Bible's against that. Let's go ahead and play this Red Dawn clip, and it's right to your calls.
You're in the Air Force, right?
Marines, actually.
How long are you here for?
A few weeks.
30 seconds left. Just get us in field goal range.
22. The blackout may run along the entire Northwest Corridor.
That's exactly how they'll do it. The globalists will do that and pose as the saviors.
What's going on?
And we'll roll in as a foreign military. And destroy our military by having them engage us. By the way, the military will be completely destroyed.
You take care of your brother, you hear me?
Go now.
If you're seeing this broadcast, you are in a part of the country no longer controlled by the government of the United States.
Boys, I love you both, but I want you to do what I would do. Kill this piece of... No.
They mess with the wrong family.
How did this happen?
There's a new class of weapon. Everything went offline and never came back. They wipe us out, including U.S. Central Command.
What am I supposed to do?
I'm going to fight. Anybody who wants to join is welcome to it. We'll hit them on our terms. We're the Wolverines. We create chaos. We need to steal that weapon.
It'd be the foothold we need and take our...
That's enough. Now, the globalists are the ones shipping guns all over the U.S., not just Mexico, to create chaos. They're the rebels. The rebels, the globalists, they're the revolutionaries. We're the counter-revolutionaries. That's what they call us. That's why the whole architecture is against the American people. We're all that's left, folks. Worldwide. We've been used to set up the world government. Now we're to be totally enslaved. And so they've all got, oh, the Marines are going to lead you. Oh, yes, they are. The Pentagon is run by the bankers, and they brag about it. The military is treated like absolute trash. All right, who's up first here? Is it Fernando? Is it Mark, Dan, Scott, Jim? Who's up first here? Let's go to the police. Mark in Washington. Let's move quickly. Thank you for calling in, Mark. So, 1.4 billion rounds of 40 cal for the American people. What's that sound like to you?
Well, they're getting ready for something, definitely. I don't know if it's too much ammunition for training, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's enough to put four bullets in every American. I mean, it's a giant buildup for a sustained war, and that's what they admit they're doing.
Yeah, I'm concerned, Alex. I work in one of the wealthiest counties in eastern Washington, and I will tell you this, though, that I've been in law enforcement for 15 years, and I've called before. We don't do a lot of training with the federal government, so if they're planning on something in our area, we don't know about it. I will tell you this, though. I have seen a lot of military equipment running west towards Seattle in the last month, seen a lot of trucks on flatbed trucks, a lot of Humvees. Last month I saw 9 Strikers heading westbound from Oregon to Seattle area.
Yeah, they're cashing them in all the – that's been confirmed. They're cashing them in every U.S. city.
Yeah, I would just tell the American people is that police officers that have got, you know, at least 15 years or more on, like myself, we're not going against American people. I've already made the decision. If we're asked to take guns, I will be on the other side. The concern I have is the young military personnel and also the young police officers that are coming out of the academies now. They're more apt to take orders that are not lawful and legal.
But, I mean, these are orders coming from admitted criminals. I mean, at the top of the Justice Department, it's a bunch of gangsters. And it's just really sick to watch a bunch of New York and Chicago gangsters take our country over like this.
Yeah, it's frustrating, Alex, but I will tell you this, though. You know, you've got men and women that they got families to feed, and a lot of them, to be honest with you, are asleep. I mean, they'll do what they're told. There's only a small percentage of us, I believe, at least in my area, because I talk to a lot of law enforcement officers that really know what's going on. And I want to thank you personally. You woke me up 2 years ago. And I'm even to the point now where I'm putting your stickers everywhere, and I'm getting tired of people in my area keep taking them down, but I'm going to keep putting them up.
Well, God bless you for providing leadership in your area. Look, I appreciate your call. If we don't get aggressive with this information, they're going to pull the trigger. They got a gun to our head. They're attacking us. We're doing everything we can to stop this civil war. Believe me, I don't want this. And once they pull the trigger, it's going to be bad, folks. I mean, these crooks are full of arrogance and bravado. Let's go to another call. Dan in PA, then we'll hold him over, and then Scott and others. Dan in PA, you're on the air, police officer. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, you are awesome. I love your show and love all your documentaries, man. You're the best, so thank you. A couple comments. The first thing is, I think the one thing the globalists aren't counting on is human ingenuity, the fact that we can adapt and survive, and the fact that there are so much more of us out there. And time again, you know, humans adapt and we survive. And I don't think that they're not giving us enough credit that we're going to survive.
I agree with you, but let me ask you this. My police and military sources, a lot of them senior, are saying something big late October, early November. That's what this gear up is for. Well, I mean, what do you get 1.4 billion rounds of ammo again? I mean, what is that for?
Well, what they've done is because the standard round for the government was always the 115 grain 9mm. So what they've done is they've now standardized and upped their caliber because they all bought up the 9mm. And they're now going to the 40. So they are clearly preparing for something. And a lot of us in some of these departments, we were not able to get a hold of ammo because everything was on back order, because they were buying it all up.
Absolutely. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. And then we're going to go to Sheriff Scott in Pennsylvania. We're going to go to Fernando. We're going to go to Jim and others straight ahead. But I mean, the federal government is gearing up for all-out war with us. This is the big issue. We should be discussing this. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this. Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns.
A global collapse is being engineered to usher in a one-world government. Where'd we get that? Herman Von Rompuy, the head of the EU. And countless mainstream news articles saying how great it is. Go read our article, Bankers say they've conquered the U.S. and Europe, and you'll see the video clips, the links. And then police out there should go read the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL reports they're forced to sit through, the videos and things, and go, wait, well, they're saying this doesn't exist, but then the media is saying it does. That's how dumb they think you are, is they tell you that now the veterans and gun owners and libertarians and conservatives are the new Al-Qaeda, and in a new army plan, they're preparing for a Tea Party insurrection where we work with Al-Qaeda. But meanwhile, the Pentagon is running Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria. Editorial, The War of 2016, Washington Times. Linked up at the Drudge Report all weekend with our article. U.S. Army Tactical Manual describes how to control domestic insurrection, gun confiscation, you name it. Going back to the police officer who's holding, Dan in Pennsylvania. I mean, are people starting to wake up in your department? Is the public the armored pillboxes, the Secretary of the Army saying they want to put troops on the streets? I mean, is anybody discussing this, or are you the only person you know that's awake?
No, actually, it's a lot more than I think people realize. And because of the sensitivity of this, people aren't communicating it openly. We're doing it very quietly with one another. My town that I work in, there's a lot of don't tread on me flags floating around. There's a lot of military veterans, a lot of police officers. And, you know, you can't be afraid to talk to each other. And I think people were very afraid to approach me. And when I would talk to them, after a couple minutes of speaking with people, they realize kind of you're on the same page.
Well, I mean, listen, Dan, think about where we're at. We're actually sitting here talking about a Red Dawn internal takeover. I mean, we're actually to the point now. I mean, this is so horrible. And I know why people don't want to believe it, because it's so crazy. But history is crazy. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and it's exactly like Thomas Jefferson said, you know, every generation needs to, you know, have a revolution, you know, and I think kind of what you're talking about is it's not only economically and physically, it's also spiritually. We've just lost our way as a country and as a people, and people are slowly kind of waking up to it. But, you know, what people need to do is they got to lobby Congress and things like that and get that Oklahoma law passed and the law in Virginia and when you guys reported in New Hampshire about the jury nullification law. You know, that's what they need to do.
You just said it, and I want to give people some positive news. They've always had the incremental takeover. They're putting a hammer down worldwide. Brzezinski even says this in his new book, because they know humanity's waking up. This accelerated takeover is the fact that they're desperate to get us under their control because they know we're waking up.
Yeah, and, you know, people need to start saying no. And people by nature are really non-confrontational, and they need to just start saying no. You know, and just nip it in the bud and just stop it in its tracks because,
exactly.
Like you say, you give them an inch and they take a foot. So thank you so much for everything that you do, man.
Don't thank me, brother. God bless you. I just have studied history so much, and this is so real. This is so real. These globalists could do anything. I mean, I've got a stack of mainstream news today where they admit Al-Qaeda is funded by NATO. And Hillary Clinton shipping them into Syria to kill the Christians and Jews. I mean, it's I can't even believe it's gotten this bizarre. We're going to go to break and come right back with Scott, who's a sheriff. We've got Marines, Army folks, you name it, other police. Welcome to call in, 800-686-2237. That's the Midas Resources number. I can't even keep track of numbers anymore. 800-259-9231 is the call-in number. By the way, if you want to support the broadcast and get yourself prepared like I'm doing, I promote what I believe in, ProPure, the best gravity-fed filters for your house, restaurant, in the field. We've got them all discounted. Promo code WATER, InfoWarsShop.com. And in the face of this, we're just expanding in the face of the globalist, InfoWarsShop.com. Get the ProPure water filters there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.